Hello and welcome everyone. This is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter and this is Performing Edge Coaching International on November the 22nd, right before Thanksgiving here. Oops, let me just make sure I got that on. Can you hear me okay, everyone? Can you hear me, Tanya?
Yes.
Okay, let me just start that again. Hello, it's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it's November the 22nd, and we're doing our training call for right before Thanksgiving here. I was going to talk more about books and how to get clients with books and speaking engagements, all kinds of things. So the books can be a really great tool for that, whether it's an e-book or a physical book. They're much easier to put together nowadays than in the past. And so that'll be... And then if you each of you have topics that you would like me to address in these calls, always come with your questions first. That's the first priority, is to answer your questions on anything from coaching to business development to clients that you're working with to books you might be writing, any topics that are related to our Performing Edge Coaching International and developing your business would be great. I'm happy to answer those. And then I'll also offer, specific, training on different topics that we're doing. And so you just let me know what topics you'd like me to cover, either, let me know on this call or through emails, and I'll customize each of the trainings for you. So we make sure that you, get the topics covered that you want and go into depth with them as well. So, and then just to let you know, the next call we'll have will be on December 8th. So that's the next, it's always the second and fourth Thursday of the month, unless announced ahead of time, like this was a special one this time because of Thanksgiving. So, December 8th will be the next one at the same time, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern. So that's great. And we'll continue on with different topics that are of interest to you. And I'll also be going through the chapters in the Performing Edge book and talking about the ways that you could use each of those chapters to coach your clients as well, different tools you could use there. So, today, I don't know if, does anyone have questions? You're welcome to ask those right now. Just let me know as you're coming on. I don't know, Tanya, did you have anything you were thinking of in particular?
Just maybe a clarification.
Okay.
When you mentioned Amazon and selling books on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Can you just refresh my memory how you go about setting that up?
Yeah, I haven't gone into detail with that yet, and I think I'll do a whole training on that maybe this next time, because it's several steps there, but it's fairly easy. You just go to Amazon and search on Amazon Kindle there, and then it'll get you into the Kindle area of Amazon, and then you'll do set your book up there. You get an account with Amazon, which is free, and then you go into Kindle, and you in the upper left hand corner there's a little spot there that says new title. So you click on new title, and then you go right through and fill out all the information there. It'll ask you for the title of your book and your own name as the author, and all the specifics, how much you want to get paid for the book, which is always nice. They ask you if your book is priced between $1.99 and $9.99, then you can get 70% royalty for the book. So they like to have you price it in that range, so you can get that's what the price range most people are buying in. And if you price it lower or higher than that, then you get 30% royalty. But sometimes if you have a really specialized book, then you might want to, you know, that's like, I know one person that's got one that's just, it's a huge book that's, he sells for $95 or so, because it's, you know, just very in-depth, and you can only get that information from that particular ebook, so he can sell it for $95 and command that kind of money for it. So, yeah, and then, and one tip I was mentioning before is in the title, Amazon will allow you to put in something extra with your title, and I think that's good to differentiate yourself from others. So you put in your title of your book, like, I don't know, Tanya, what were you thinking as a title? Did you have any ideas for a title, book title?
No, I'm not yet, but at work somebody thought that you had to have a publisher in order to go at Amazon, and I was pretty sure you said no, we could just go in and set up an account and do it on our own.
That's right. Yeah, you...
Okay. Eric, who owns the company, has already written a book, and they had wanted to put it on Amazon. And I was like, I'm sure you can do it.
Your own company has written one? Or someone?
Yeah, like the company that I consult with.
Uh-huh.
They had a book, like the owner, Eric, had written a book, like a paper book, and they were uh-huh. had wanted to get it on Amazon before, but thought you had to have a... publisher to do that.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about Amazon with Kindle. It's, you know, you are the publisher. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, you can think of yourself as your many hats. You know, you've got your hat as a coach and your hat as a speaker and as a author. And now you can add another hat as publisher. That sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
That you own your own publishing company, basically, with Kindle. Yeah. And then if you want to, with the print book, if you want to go ahead and get your book printed, there, Amazon has what they call Create Space. And you just click there on, or just search on it, Create Space with Amazon, and then they'll allow you to, you just basically upload your PDF file of the book to Amazon, their Create Space section, and then they will, they print it on, it's a print on demand service, and they take care of everything. They print it, they sell it, they do the marketing. I mean, basically, when you put it on Amazon, it's, you know, you don't have to do that much marketing on Amazon because they're doing it all for you. But just setting everything up there is the main thing. And then they will, you can get your books, you know, as each person orders one, they just simply, they are the fulfillment service too. So they print the book and they send it out. It seems too good to be true. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure, yeah. Hi, I think TJ just joined us. Are you there, TJ?
I did. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how's everyone?
Good, good. Yeah, we're just talking, Tanya's on the line. We were talking about Amazon and or Kindle and books and the fact that you don't have to have a publisher, an outside publisher. You are the publisher, basically, with your Kindle books. That's the nice thing about it. And so the nice thing is it takes the middleman out of the process, and there's nobody saying no, you can't do this. There's no rules about that. You just basically can write your own book. With the title, I was mentioning that you could put, you know, let's say, you know, Tanya, if you're thinking, you know, like the mental side of equestrian competition or something, then you could put after that, you know, colon or dash, and then put something else as the subtitle, or, you know, after that, put something that's value added, like free, you know, 7-part audio series or a free audio with the book, and people are, if they see that, they're going to say, wow, that's great. Wow, I get a free, something else free with it, or a free DVD, or a free, video training. And then what you do is in the description below, then you can put a link to your website, and you just set up a little page on your website with whatever it is you're offering that's free. So people can get it there and have an opt-in box kind of thing so that they have to put in their name and email to get that. Then you start to build your list of people. So it's a great way. Even if they haven't bought the book yet, they can just, if they see that, they go to your description and they see, oh, I get a free audio a free video, then they click there, and all of a sudden you've got their name and email, and can tell them about your other coaching services and other things that you offer. So it's a great way. So basically, Amazon's doing the marketing for you.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it's really nice. A lot of people don't realize that, so it's good to put something extra in your title that will, because there's tons of titles out there, and you want to be able to stand out. And you can put that in capital letters, I would say, too, make it stand out. So yeah, TJ, I know you were you're in the process of writing your book or thinking about putting it together, right? What stage are you at?
Nothing really happened on it this week. I have family in town, so it's just been crazy. But I'm thinking about it, and I just basically need to make time to sit down at the computer and put it on paper.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that next week I can just get back to it and maybe bang it out in a week or two, get something up on my site, so.
Yeah, just think about a small, it doesn't have to be this huge book, just something small to start with. You can think of it as a part one, to a series of books, or, one, it could be this first one could be an intro, yours was on injury recovery, something like that, was it?
Yeah, it's about injury recovery, and I actually had a question that, if you have time to get to it today, it would be great. There's some people I want to interview, some really top-level runners that we have in town who are going to the marathon trials in January, and I'm just wondering if you have any hints for us in terms of how to contact these people and get them to, spend a little bit of time with us. I'm just a little nervous about calling up these people who don't know me and saying, hey, I'm writing a book. Can I talk to you? Like, what's your script for an unknown writer to get in with these people?
Yeah, first, do you have their contact information?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're Facebook friends, quote, unquote. So.
Uh-huh, right.
I have that to start with.
But. I know. Thanks to Facebook, we can get in touch with anyone. It's amazing these days. Yeah, it's great. So, you want to sound as big and important as you can, say that you're going to the trials, are you?
We're going to go watch, yeah.
Yeah, so just saying that you'll be at the trials that would be great, and that you're interested in that you could say you have an online TV show or online radio show, which is basically just putting any kind of audio or video on your website. You can have what's called a TV show or radio show, and so a lot of people, runners like the idea of being in the media, and if you say that, then you sound bigger, and any kind of show with the internet, you've got, you're basically, it's syndicated worldwide, because you're anyone around the world can see it, so you can say that it's it's a global kind of reach, and I think athletes always want more visibility if they're top athletes. Usually they're sponsored by someone, right? Usually,
yes.
And if they're in your area, they're probably sponsored by Nike.
Nike, yeah.
they take over that area. So
yeah,
you could say that this will be. You want to always think about what's in it for them. What's what benefit do they have? So you can say, that this will help, can help you with your sponsor and sponsorship, and getting that exposure out there. Because the more that they have that, the more they'll be able to get in terms of, money and shoes and travel expenses, all of that, right? So think of it that way, and anything that you know about them in particular, if you can say that, I want to interview you about your goals and your the specifics that you know about that person, then that helps too. You can always look up their Facebook page and find out what they've been up to, and talk about their training, and probably not talk about initially not talk about injuries, right?
Right. I mean, I kind of don't want to do that right now, since they've got the trials in January, but that's basically why I want to talk to them, because they've both been really badly injured and have come back.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, any comeback stories are great. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they've been injured and they're coming back, then that's a good thing to talk about. Because athletes usually feel fantastic when they are coming back from an injury and can run well again. With my bike accident, it's 8 weeks now, 8.5 weeks, and yeah, I feel like I'm back. The accident didn't even happen. That's great. Now I should be running, starting to, you know, I'm hiking now for about 3 hours at a time, and yeah, it's great. So usually that feeling, that's a great feeling. Athletes love to talk about that if they're on the comeback trail kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If they've just recently been injured and are totally out of it, it's sometimes that's a good time to reach athletes too, because then they're not competing at that time, so they got, and they're sitting at home recouping, so they got plenty of time to talk on the phone. So, and they need help with, their injury recovery. And, you know, sometimes you can interview an athlete and then actually talk to them about your coaching services and, you know, turn them into a client sometimes too. So, that can work great. So, yeah, I'd say, and it's good to try to interview people, yeah, enough in advance of the event that they're not super busy. So this is probably a good time. Yeah, because the trial, U.S. trials for the marathon are, is it January 14th, 15th in there?
Yeah, the 14th, I think, mid-January.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought if I could get to them next week or the week after before they, you know, before they really start to get nervous.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'd say, you know, if you can say you'd like to, hi, I'm... TJ Ford with Sophra's Fitness, and I have a TV show or radio show I'd like to interview you for, since you're doing the trials, and you'll get you more exposure for your sponsor. That would be great. One thing you can do is just write out a short little script like that, even a couple sentences, so that if you get their voicemail, you sound real polished, and you know, you can use that 30 seconds, or you have that precious short period of time to get your request across. You can just put it on there. And I always like to pair a phone call with an email so that they, you know, you hit all the senses at once. So you could say, write the email out with the same information and put your website, which now that you got your website, it looks really great. It looks professional. And yeah. Yeah. And then you could say, send them the email, and then I always, as soon as they hit the send button with the email, then I'll call them right away, so that because sometimes if someone doesn't know you, they might delete the email, but if they know that if you get the phone call right away, then you could say, look for my email that just came through, you know, it'll say this blah 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 in the subject line. Interview for the trials or something. Yeah, that's a good thing to put in the subject line for the email too, is interview, because that always catches their attention with athletes. Yeah, interview for U.S. trials or something, marathon trials. So that would be great. And then, you might interview them, and then once you do get the interview, yeah, I have a series of questions to ask them, and you can use Audacity or something to record the interview. Do you have a way to record it on your phone?
Can you use Audacity to do that?
Well, Audacity. Actually, the best way would be with Skype, the easiest way. You know, everyone has Skype these days. And there's a program called MP3 Skype Recorder. Yes, it's called MP3 Skype Recorder, and just you can just search on that. It's free, or you can search on free MP3 Skype Recorder, and then just download that, and then it's right on. It just sits right on your computer, and then as you you get on Skype and ask them for their Skype name, of course, and then you get all connected, and then as you're doing your interview, you just click that button to open this MP3 Skype recorder, and then just click the button that says record. You set up ahead of time, just set up where you want it to go on your computer, and it's a little file for that, like Skype recordings or something, and then it goes right into your Skype. It goes right into that file. So at the end you'll have an MP3 file. It'll just say the date or something, and then you go back into that file and you can change it, the file name, to that person's name. So you have it right there, and it's a really clean recording as long as both of you have a good connection, internet connection, which most of the time is pretty good, I have found. Yeah, so you could use that. Or if you want to use the phone, the regular phone, I have this little box called JK Audio. It's made by JK Audio, and it's called Innkeeper PBX Digital Hybrid. So you could search on that on the internet. It's made by the company JK Audio, and again, it's called Innkeeper PBX Digital Hybrid. And it's the standard for the industry in terms of our, you know, recording things. Most of my colleagues and people use that same system. So, yeah, you could use that, and then you just hook it up to your phone and then to your computer, and then it you can adjust the volume of the caller and the you know, who, yourself and who you're calling into, and so you get a real clean recording that way too. If you have that, then you don't have to be reliant on the internet connection kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you could try either one of those.
Okay.
But, that would be great, yeah. And you can, you know, just always have a series of questions, too, that you want to ask them. I'd say it's always good to start with positive questions, as, you know, something that, you know, talk about your greatest achievements or what you're looking forward to, and get them interested in that. And then, yeah, some other, you know, do you have a few questions you'd like to ask them that you're thinking of?
Started my list already. So.
Yeah, that'd be great. And, you know, just advice, how they got over their injury, of course. That'd be great for your, for your book. It'd be fantastic. So, and then if they do well in the trials, then it's really, you know, you can follow up with them there, right? But, it'd be better to say, well, you might not want to mention to them right away that you're going to the trials, because then they might say, oh, just catch me at the trials, you can interview me there. But then once you get there, they might be too busy. So just say that you'd like to do it now beforehand. And then if you do see them at the trials there, then you could do a follow-up kind of interview somehow. There, yeah.
That's great, thank you.
Yeah, so that's good. And then, yeah, when you are at the trials, do you have any plans there for what? How you're gonna? If you're gonna?
No, I hadn't really thought that far ahead yet. So, I'll take any sort of advice from people.
Yeah, if there's.
I've never been doing a one sec kind of thing like that. So.
Yeah. If there's, yeah, it might be a little too, because it's an Olympic trials, it might be hard to get a media pass kind of thing for something like that. But you can always try, and if you know. Anyone there, say that you're part of you have a TV show or radio show and you'd like to interview athletes kind of thing. Or if you can get to see them at the expo the day before, there might be some athletes that are speaking or hanging around or something. Or there's probably a press conference, you know, the day before.
Oh,
if there's a way to get into that, just if you know any the race director or know anyone there. It's usually a matter of just knowing the right people, kind of thing. If I knew someone, I'd give you their name. I don't know of any particular contacts right now from there. But yeah, that's great. Okay, well, congratulations on doing that. I think you're really smart to do those interviews now. And one thing too, if you get a really good relationship with someone, you know, after you do the interview, you could tell them about, say, well, you know, I do this performing edge coaching process where I do an MP3 file and can create a peak performance, you know, a custom CD, you know, like we've talked about here, and just offer to do one for free for them to help them with their performance. Wouldn't that be great? And then all of a sudden you've got, you know, you do it free because they're, you know, Olympic caliber athlete. And then when they do, you know, they use it, but chances are they'll be using it beforehand, putting it on their iPod, you know, that whole process now. And then then you could get a nice testimonial from them and put that on your website. Yeah, that would be great. And all of a sudden you've got a U.S. Olympic trials, you know, qualifier on your list of clients. Or, you know, so yeah, that would be fantastic. Yeah, and then it, when you go there, if you see it, take a video camera, or do you have a your cell phone with a camera?
I have a video camera, yeah.
Yeah, so always take that with you, and then if you see different athletes there that you know, right, at the trials, that's a great time to actually be doing, you know, interview them right there before the race, or right afterward if you stand toward the finish line. You know, right at the finish line, of course, all the media people will be around there first. But then, and they'll do their interviews with the media. But then after that, they're usually just kind of wandering around the you know, the area to get water and food and stuff. So you could just be around there and just could I do a quick interview with you and what your experience was like in the race and all that? And you could get some nice little interviews afterward.
Oh. Idea. Thank you. Wow. So, yeah,
you can just be your own paparazzi. running paparazzi.
Work.
Yeah. So yeah, just all kinds of ideas here. That's great.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, great. Okay. I mean, that's how I did it with my book, you know, interviews for my book for Your Performing Edge. First I interviewed athletes and I got them in my book, and then asked them about, you know, told them about my coaching, and then I got people interested and they wanted to do coaching with me too, so I got clients from that. So it's a great way to, since we're talking about books, it's a great way to use your book to then get in touch with, you know, top Olympic caliber people, and then move toward being able to have them as clients too. Sometimes, you know, if somebody's going toward the Olympics, I'll work with them for free because, you know, the testimonial is so valuable that it's worth doing it for free. And you might only need to do a couple of sessions here or there. Or if someone is does have a sponsor. I mean, I've actually worked with an athlete on the Stanford track here, who was part of the Nike Olympic development team a few years ago. And they said that the Nike team had funding to pay me as a, you know, as a sports psychologist, as a coach for that. So I actually got paid through Nike. That was amazing. So, you know, sometimes, if athletes have this budget, and if they're part of a group or a club or something, then you can ask if they, you know, your coaching services could be paid through this club you know, a sponsor, an organization, because Nike has plenty of money, and they just need to see that there's value there in what they're doing. And if an athlete's having problems and they're, you know, just in the, you know, there's an event coming up, I mean, there's a real need, that's when there's a urgency there to get an athlete back on their feet and get them going, right? So, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I see. So that's great. Thanks. That was a great question, TJ.
All right. Well, thanks for all the info.
Yeah, that's great. And let's see, Lauren, I think Lauren's on the line. Are you there, Lauren?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah. Sorry, I went over with a client, so I didn't get out until like quarter after. But
that's okay. Yeah, did you have a question? Anything in your mind? What are you working on now?
I mean, I did get the email attachments that you had sent. So, I mean, I think for me, focusing on that part first and then just, like, writing everything out will help.
Yeah. For, let's see, you were talking about coaching group clients, that kind of thing?
Our weight loss program, we are trying to do groups for them to help with the accountability part.
Uh-huh. For weight control, did you say?
Yeah. Like, as a group, discuss, like, you know, triggers for emotional eating and things like that. So the stages of change, and then visualization and goal setting, I think those are, like, the three things that I would want to do with those groups to help, you know, because the goal would be to either lose weight or to control their eating, and just trying to find different ways to get that. And I know the goal setting tips that you even gave us, like, you know, what's your goal 3 months from now? What are the things that you can do to get that? So, I mean, I think that's what I would base the groups on. I guess just the billing part was what I was having difficulty with. But I did get that attachment and read over it. I haven't been to a computer yet, though.
Okay.
I just got the email on my phone, so I was going to, like, go to a computer and then kind of type it all out, put it all together.
Yeah. Yeah. Would it be just you doing billing yourself individually or working with these other people, too? If he, or...
For the group part, just me, because I'm, like, the only counselor. Like, we call ourselves coaches, but the other ones are more like personal trainers.
Uh-huh.
So I would be the only one who would do, like, the mental aspect of it. So, I mean, I guess I would be promoting, like, the performing edge coaching techniques. You know, everyone else is just doing, like, personal training.
Uh-huh.
So that part of the billing would go to me, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, the system I use, I think TJ's using it now with the VIPrunning.com, that's e-commerce system. Yeah, is that...
Yeah, it's really easy to set up.
Yeah. That's great, yeah, and it's a great way to integrate everything so that your opt-in, can have an opt-in box there so you can build your on your website, or even if you don't have a website, you can, start building your list, and yeah, you can set up your products, and there's all kinds of training videos and things too, and so that you have your...
Yeah, because, I mean, we had a list of clients who did the weight loss program. And, you know, we told them to maintain the accountability part. So, I mean, we're trying to build up our clientele that way, because even if they don't do the weight loss stuff, they can still come and participate in, like, the group part, and working together as a group to, like, help each other with that stuff. So we're trying to build our clientele up that way.
Uh-huh.
And, like, word of mouth, because if it worked for them, then maybe they'll refer their friends who... want to focus on those same goals. So we're trying to do it that way.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, you want to have a way to have people's build people's credit cards, and also, with this e-commerce system that I use, you can follow up with people and send out email. If you have a whole group, send out a what's called an email broadcast. So you give a notice to everyone about, upcoming meetings or, things mm-hmm. that you have to offer. And then, yeah, let's say Lauren, you might want to write a book on that or a article or some different resources. So you can sell that on your website through there. And you can, set up a WordPress website really, really easily. And, yeah, I can help you with that if you're interested and, get something set up real quickly. It can be a real simple kind of website so that you just have something there. But even if you don't have something, at least you've got that you can have a way to, build clients kind of thing.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, that's, the website would be able to put, the affiliate link and then link to other things and, upload articles and, like how you said, the e-books. So being able to upload all that stuff, I think, would definitely help promote it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, it's nice to – everybody needs an e-commerce system of some sort, I think, to be able to – most people have – the problem is it's too fragmented. They've got an email – you got to have an email service of some sort, and that's, you have one system over here and a billing system over here, and it's too many places, everything's spread out. With this e-commerce system, it's everything's together, so it's really works great. So, yeah, can send – I think since a lot of people are working on that, I'll put a little training, a little more information about that document in the members area, but – how easy it is to use and how I use it and that sort of thing. And how you can really build your business that way and make it, it helps. It's a real automation tool, helps everything get automated more quickly. And so you can spend more time doing what you are good at, which is the coaching part, not so much with the administrative stuff, right?
Yeah,
it's great for recurring billing, too. If you have people, like a client that comes each week or once every month, you can set it up so that it bills their credit card every once a week or once a month for whatever amount you agree with them. So, yeah, it's It's a great great system. I've been using it for like 10 years or so. So, yeah, that's good. I heard from Ricky down in Brazil. He's, he's in a real heavy season right now. He does taxes, I think, or accounting and various things. But as soon as December starts up, his season gets much lighter, so he'll be joining us for some of these calls too, which will be great. So, yeah, that's good. Yeah, so... let's see, I want to talk a bit about the... Any other questions come up right away before I talk about the book stuff?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, I was just going to talk about how, you know, one thing, how different ways that you can use books to... to build your business and ways that you can market your books as well. A sort of case study or a report on something that I did this last week. I was working with a pharmaceutical company. They just actually went online and searched on Sports Psychology San Francisco Bay Area, and they found me, and they were interested in me speaking for their company. And they have a budget to hire speakers. Companies have a lot of money to hire speakers these days, especially in the medical industry and the technical industries. It's amazing. Even in this, talk about economy, downswing of the economy, there's still a lot of companies are thriving and doing amazingly well. So they wanted to hire me as a speaker, but they wanted to try me out first and have me speak for a smaller business women's group that they sponsor. So I went to speak for them, and I have my books. You always want to, that's a great way that you can use your books is if you say to a group that wants to speak, I'd like to either have the opportunity to sell my books in the back of the room afterward, make them available, do a book signing, or you can purchase them ahead of time, one book for each person in attendance. So they opted for that, actually purchasing the books ahead of time in attendance there. And there were going to be about 50 women there, but they wanted to go ahead and purchase 75 books so that they'd have some extras for gifts and all. And so I said I'd give them the books that there's 16, well, actually, the retail price now is $19.95, and I said I would give them to them for $15 each. So they said, okay, fine, we can... we'll purchase those. So that this is like a month before giving the talk, I got this check for about $1,200 for the books. So that's a way that you can get paid for speaking, even if it's a free speaking engagement. If they don't have a budget for paying speakers, if you have them purchase your books in advance, then basically that's a way to get paid for speaking, and then they have the books there, and so you become sort of an instant celebrity because they're promoting your book. You always want to have your book title in the description when they're marketing it ahead of time, and the link to your website, and so then they had the books there, and so right afterward, everyone came up to have their books signed, and then it's really nice because you don't have the pressure of having to sell the books there. And everyone gave me their business card afterwards. So, so now they're as they leave the talk, they're actually reading your book and getting to know you. And of course, you'll have links to your products and your website in the book. So they. So your book becomes basically your best business card you have, and it really builds a huge credibility. So I got the business cards of the people afterward, and then I'll be following up with them. And several of them said they wanted to do coaching sessions or have me make them an MP3. So that's a real great way to think about doing your books. Let's say you want to speak for a running club or a equestrian group. I know, Tanya, you're working up in Calgary with riders, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you could go. Have you ever given talks for you know, equestrian groups up there, any clinics or anything?
Yep, I've done a series of group sessions at some of the stables.
Yeah, that's great. So if you had a book or even a small book or booklet, you could give them. It's a great way to, you know, have that. They could purchase it ahead of time, you know, in a group of them at a discount, or you could, you know, bring them there and then sell them right after the talk there. And most of the time, after people have heard you speak, you're like an instant celebrity, and they want to purchase everything you have. And so it's easy to sell your books there, and as well as coaching. So it's you know, just a great way to just have, you know, it's like you're constantly marketing yourself that way. So yeah, I wanted to talk about so I did that with this group, and then I'll be able to, now that I did a good job with them, I'll be able to hopefully get hired as a speaker for the pharmaceutical companies. And usually everybody at the talk there, you know, that you're giving the talk for has all kinds of other contacts. So if you can get their business cards a lot of times I'll just pass, just the low-tech way is pass around a sheet with a clipboard and just ask them, say, I have a free private mentoring program or a free ebook that you can get. And if you just put down your name and your email and phone number, you know, have a column for each there, people will sign up, and then you can put them into your list online, just the way I was describing before with the VIPrunning.com, that website. You can you know, get them set up on your opt-in section there. You can put in their names and emails, and then they're on your list, and continue to tell them about your other things that you're doing. So I wanted to talk about some other things here, how to turn your books into, you know, lead generating tools, and how to, 7 steps to how to write your book fast. You could do it in as little as 2 hours. Pretty amazing. First I wanted to ask you, you know, here's some things that you want to ask yourself. A big question: is there a book inside you? If you were to ask yourself these questions, if you were to put your knowledge into written form and someone were to read it, you know, would you be able to, would their life be better? Could you improve their life as a result of that? You know, probably for most of you, the answer is yes. And the next question is, do you have a burning desire to share that knowledge? And I think if the question answer is yes for that, then you've probably got a book inside you. And can you benefit from having a book of your own where you're the author and you're the publisher? And then if I were to interview you for you know, a couple of hours on your area of expertise, could you answer my questions? So if you can answer yes to those questions, which I think all of you on this call and all of you in the Performing Edge program could answer yes to that, then chances are you've got a book inside you, and it doesn't, you know, it's easier than you think to write it. And the reasons to have a book, I think we've gone over some of these before, but wanted to review some of the reasons is that you can get booked at speaking gigs, at better speaking opportunities, by having a book, because you really distinguish yourself. It sets you apart from other people, and it can really expand your network of contacts, really high-quality contacts. You gain instant credibility in your industry when you're an author. You gain more publicity and free press exposure. So most people, they're really interested in you if you have a book. You get publicity for your book that way. Whenever you're around, you just tell them, you always list yourself as, you know, like TJ, author of Injury Recovery, you know, whatever. What was your title going to be? Did you settle on one? Or?
No, I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
I'll need to send an email out to a couple people, and maybe to people on this call. If I could send it out to some of my classmates here and get their feedback, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, send it out to.
But, yeah.
Yeah, Lauren and
Tom. Yeah, so maybe I'll send you a couple, and then you can figure out if you want to forward them to people because I don't have anybody's email.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Be happy to. And
great.
Yeah, I could put it up on the website there, the members area, too, so people could see your titles. And, yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay.
And then everyone could vote on what were the titles. Let's see. Yeah, if anyone has opinions about your titles, that would be great. You know, we can all weigh in.
Yeah,
that'd be good. So, yeah, so you can... you can also pre-sell with your book. You can pre-sell people on you and your products and services. So, you know, with the book, even before they read the book, like if it's on your back cover, you can, you know, be telling people about yourself and your own products and other things, your coaching services right away. And you can also generate leads with your book by putting people into your marketing funnel. So people are on your list, and then you can tell them about all the other things that you do. And another thing I think is good as authors, we can give back by sharing our life experiences. You know, we can really, you know, put things into perspective. It helps you really, you know, just think about things and put your... It helps you organize your thoughts and, you know, give meaning to your learning and your experiences so that you can really communicate well to other people. So it's a great way to just feel good about yourself that you're sharing your expertise. And then, you know, just I wanted to emphasize too that what you have to share with people is unique, and the world needs to know about it. So a book is the best way to do that. I think everybody has something that they your own stories are completely unique, and your the way that you look at your topic is completely unique. You know, injury recovery might not be that, it might not be a unique topic in itself. There might be lots of books on that, but the way that you share it, the way that you experience it, and your specific slant on that is unique, and that's what's really needed out there, I think. Yeah. So, especially. Yeah, and I know, like TJ, with your injury recovery idea, it's with combining that with like the Performing Edge coaching, that makes it really unique right there. You know, and the fact that you're a massage therapist, you know, with this kind of background is really unique. So yeah, it makes it I think really something that people would want for sure. Combining the mind and the body together, so mind massage, so to speak. Yeah, that's another possible title. throw that in there. Yeah, and then of course making more money, making income from this is really key. And the more with ebooks, the more links you can put into other things that you do for your coaching and other little products you can develop can make a huge difference in making a long-term income. I mean, if you think about it, one client might be worth $3,000 or $5,000 over, a few months' time when they stay with you. And so each, if you think about how many clients, if you could get one client a week or a client every other week with your book, I mean, that's a huge income to make. So if you can think about by not writing your book, you know, that's an opportunity cost or a loss there. So that can give you a sense of urgency, I think, to get a book out there. So, and let's talk just a little bit about the money part that, you can make books. One way you can make money is through your book itself with Amazon. You put it up there and on your own website, you can make, that's like passive income because people are just, buying books. Amazon is such a huge has such a huge portion of the market and is you don't really have to market your book once it's up there. You just people start buying it, and then you bring them back to your website where you can market your book on your own website as well. So that's one way to make money. And then, but the key thing is that you can use your book as a business building tool, and there's And there's many ways to do that. You can structure your, think of your book as a selling tool or a marketing tool. So not, it's not just information, but it's a way to always tell people about yourself. You want to position yourself properly and pre-sell your expertise in the book. So what you're doing really is building trust and bonding and relationship with people so that they, as they're reading your book, they're really seeing you as the person who can solve their problem. And so you want to put what's called CTA, like calls to action, throughout the book. So if you have different things, you want to keep driving them to your website and give them free offers for various things throughout the book, so that they are always wanting to come back to your own, to your website, to your products. And so one of the things I want to talk about, the mistakes that most authors make, one of the biggest mistake is not writing the book, not getting started, or writing the wrong book. You know, if you're just writing something that is maybe the market that doesn't want, then it might not be able to sell. So you want to, one way to find out is to go to Google, go to the type in Google keyword search tool, and then you type in your title or your keywords and find out how many people are searching on that. And so you want to be able to, if it's coming up no results, then you know that you want to change your title or change your topic a little bit so that you find something that people are searching on. So you can get an idea there of the keywords that people are searching on, and make your title something that people are looking for these days. One of the other mistakes authors make is taking too long to write the book. You know, as I was talking about before, a client might be worth $5,000 to you, and if you don't have a book, then you might be losing out on those clients. So the quicker you can get something out, the quicker you can, you know, bring in more clients. Mistake is putting the wrong title on the book. So you want to be able to have a title that, again, go back to Google keyword search tool and find out what keywords people are searching on, and then make sure you have some of those keywords in the title so that you'll be able to sell your book that way. You might just need tweaking the keywords a little bit, and it can make a huge difference. And then just trying your title out on everyone, like TJ is doing with her title. I think that's a great idea to, you can send me a list of the titles, and then, yeah, we can put them up on the website, on the member site, and then have people vote on them and give feedback. And then also just if you have an email list, a list of friends and colleagues, you know, send out your title ideas to those people and have them rate them. Not just pick a title, but I'd say that's how I picked your Performing Edge. Is I put up about a list of 20 titles, and I sent it out in an email, and I said, rank these, you know, what's your top 10? Put number 1 for your best one, number 2 for your second best. And so I had people rank them, so I got a lot more information that way. And I said, I'll feel free to tweak the title and change it a little bit if you like something better. So, I found out most people liked your Performing Edge the best. So that's how I let the market choose the title for me rather than thinking, because you don't always know that it's the best one yourself. Another mistake is not including or not positioning yourself properly in the book. So you want to make sure that you position yourself as the expert and give all of your credentials and think about all your assets, all the experiences, the knowledge that you have, and make sure that you position yourself properly as the go-to person for your niche. I think that's another mistake authors make is not trying to write a book that speaks to everyone instead of just finding a specific niche. It's better to get a niche that you feel really comfortable in and try to dominate that niche, be the go-to person for that particular niche rather than trying to, to please everyone. Just find out which, I know, Lauren, I sent you some questions about finding your niche, right? Did you get those okay? don't know if Lauren's still there or not, but she was asking me, you know, how do you find your niche? And I asked, I gave her some questions for that, being able to, and I'll put those up on the website too, for everyone. You know, questions like, what am I really good at? What do people ask me? What do people naturally ask me questions about or ask my advice about? And you know, ask yourself, what do I do naturally well, where I don't need that much guidance or training? You know, asking yourself those kinds of questions. What do I absolutely love to do? What would I do if? What kinds of things would I do if I even didn't get paid for it? I would just do them anyway out of the joy of doing them. Those are the kinds of questions you want to ask yourself to find your niche. Yes.
Dr. Joanne, I wanted to thank you for those just because it kind of, after our phone call, it just kind of helped me, not calm down, but I mean, it kind of helped me clear my mind a little bit and like focus on the things that, you know, I wanted to rather than overwhelming myself.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah. Did you get a chance to think about the questions and write down some responses?
Yeah. I haven't sent them to you yet, but I did respond to them. And I was on mute. That's why I didn't get to come back in right when you were talking about it.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, no problem. So, yeah, good. So but I think they're good questions for everyone, so I'll put those up on the in a little document on the website too, you know, niche questions. Because it's better to, than trying to, you know, just serve the whole world. It's like the area of weight control, you know, is huge, right? I mean, there's millions of people that are looking for weight control. But if you could think of weight control for, you know, women over 40 or weight control for active people or weight control for people with mental health issues or, you know, like Lauren, you're working with that kind of population. To think of a way to make it a little bit more specific to a niche, then you can have more of an impact on that particular niche. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And like Tanya with equestrian athletes, have you thought about, well, that's a specific niche in itself, just equestrian, because your daughter's involved in that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty specific, but then what to focus on, you know, I think, like you said, maybe top 10 tips or something like that, that's a narrower focus.
Yeah. Find out which kind of clients, you know, think about the clients that have come to you and what are their specific characteristics, you know, what kind of age group, and what kind of problems do they come to you with, and what are their goals, what are their specific pain and you know, what are they wanting help with most, and what's their geographically, where are they located, and, you know, think about all those things and see if you can come up with some characteristics of the clients that you work with, and also ask yourself what kind of clients, what's my ideal client, the kinds of people I like to work with the best, and if that it jives with what the market wants, you know, then it's great. The clients that you like to work with are also the ones that need your help and want to pay you, then that works great. If the clients that you want to work with, it doesn't quite match the market, then you can tweak it a little bit so that you find a match between what you like and, you know, what the market's willing to pay for too. So, yeah. And one thing I was going to say with so finding your niche is good, and then you can always be tweaking it too over time, you know. And sometimes it broadens. Like I started out with just working with runners and triathletes because those are the sports I knew initially, and then other athletes started coming to me from all other sports as well, from tennis and golf and equestrian, and so you learn to find the clients that you like working with and ones that are willing to, that have the budget to be able to pay you and work with you long term. you know, just to, but think about your ideal clients, the ones that you've had the most satisfaction with in the past, and just try to, if you can get a picture of that one, of that sort of client, and keep that in mind, you know, you, I think that can really help you to, you know, like when you're writing your book, rather than thinking, okay, I'm just writing it to, you know, to this population of people, it's much better to think of a specific person or a specific type of person. Here's the kind of person I'm writing this book to, and you know, write out what their characteristics are, what their needs are, what their goals are, their challenges are, and then write that, put that, you can put a picture of someone, you know, typical client, like right in front of you, you know, on the wall as you're writing your book. So you're thinking about, you know, you're able to have a specific target and a personality for the kind of person you're working with. That way it makes it a lot more personal. So let's see, I wanted to give you a quick little formula here too for writing your book. Well, one thing is you can talk much faster than you can write, and because most people, the problem is they hit the wall. They can't, you know, it takes too long to finish the book, or it takes a long time to. They think they have to find a publisher to publish it, and you know, they get stuck along the way in all the details. But if you can think of it this way, it makes it much simpler. You can talk much faster than you can write. And the average person talks about 150 words per minute, but in the southern states, it's about 72 words per minute. In Texas, you know, y'all. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, it's funny. It depends on what state you're from, how fast you talk. And in New York, it's about 300 words a minute. No. So it depends on where you are, but about, say, 150 words per minute is the average. And so if you can talk about your topic, let's say, like I was mentioning in one of the earlier calls, you could have someone just write out a bunch of questions and interview yourself. Have someone interview you, then, and you can talk for 2 hours, that's approximately 18,000 words. 18,000 words, or 20,000 words, something like that. Or if you're in Texas, it's 10,000 words. But whatever amount you talk, it's a, you know, it's, let's say 18 or 20,000 words. That's enough for about a 150-page book. So imagine that you could write your book in 2 hours. I know that's phenomenal. And it takes some preparation ahead of time, obviously, to pick up your topics and pick out the questions and to prepare your answers. But you can clean it up later. You know, if you can just think about talking your book rather than writing it, is a much more a quicker way. And if you have someone that's interviewing you, oftentimes they can bring out deeper, a deeper, richer part of you, and deeper, better answers. If they ask you a question and then they're wondering, well, what about this part? And they do a follow-up question, you know, you can go in deeper to that topic. And it's a great way to do a book. You can also interview other people. You know, if you have them talk, two people talk for an hour, I mean, that's like, or three people, that's like a book, just interviewing three people. So just think about interviews and talking as a way to do, to get a book out quicker, more quickly. And so, as I mentioned, Dragon is a voice recognition software. It's a great tool. There's an app now on the iPhone for that, and I use it all the time, too. So it's Dragon. And it's made by Nuance, N-U-A-C-N-C-E, Nuance, N-U-A-N-C-E.com, or you can just search on Dragon Speaking Naturally. That's the one for PC, and then Dragon Dictate is the version for Mac. And I just turn it on all the time, and if I'm writing an email or just have a thought or in wanting to write something for a book, I'll just dictate it, just speak it, and most of the time Dragon gets it right. You know, used to the earlier versions, it took a while to train it, but now it's gotten so much better. It basically, after 15 minutes, you know, training it with your voice, it gets 99% of the words correct. So it's really smart. It's like having a secretary right there. And you can get it online, I think, for like $149 or so. So it's a great, great tool. So I wanted to, go through the steps here of just how to do that. So here's the steps quickly. I know we're about out of time, but I wanted to tell you how to pull your content together. How to do the book. Number one, you just decide what your content's going to be. You just, you know, grab all the different sources that you have, you know, files and I think there's a little bit of background noise. If you want to mute yourself, just press *6 in the background. So we can have a clean recording, that'd be great. So just pull your content together with all the different sources that you have, and you can add things later too. And then number two, you want to organize your thoughts with putting it into a good outline. I call it a power outline being able to, you know, and your outline basically becomes your table of contents. Let's say you have 7 to 10 topics. So those can be your table of contents. So you organize your thoughts creating that outline. And you can, of course, change the order later on of the different topics. And then be able to turn that outline into questions. So you take each of the topic areas and turn them into a question. And so instead of a topic like injury and recovery, you might ask yourself, okay, how do people get injured, or why do people get injured? What are the mistakes athletes make? Turning it into questions then allows you to set it up more as an interview. And then, so that's step three, turning in the outline into really good questions. And then number four, you want to be able to do the interview. You could actually interview yourself just by writing those questions down on paper and then answering them. But if you have someone else just ask you those questions, then and you have that interaction with another person, then it can be much richer, and you end up just giving more of yourself and your information. So you record it. You could do it just with Audacity, that program that we use that's free online. Answer those questions. Go through and answer each one in detail. And then number five, you can have the audio transcribed, or if you're using Dragon Dictate, then you can actually, while you're recording it, you're just talking it into Dragon, so you don't even need to. You could skip that step because it'll be transcribed for you right there. And then step six would be doing the editing. You just clean it up a bit, and you can have someone else do that. Even get someone on Fiverr.com. Remember that website we talked about, Fiverr.com. You can get people to do most anything for $5. It's pretty amazing. So you can have an editor clean it up. And then number seven is basically set it up as an ebook or a print book, and publish it. So publish it through on your website and on Amazon, and also on Barnes & Noble Nook, and which we'll talk about more specifically. I was thinking next time I can show you exactly how to upload your book to Amazon Kindle, and we can talk more about that so that you can really, the nuts and bolts of doing that. So those are steps and next time I can help you, kind of teach you everything more specifically, how to get your book organized and outlined and turned into those questions and recorded and transcribed if you need to, and then edited and finished. And so you can, I have lots of tricks and secrets I've learned from turning not only giving powerful information, but turning the book into an income-producing tool and business-building tool and lead generation. So you have those people that can actually turn into your clients. And also want to, we'll talk next time on the December 8th, our next call, we can talk about how to write your bio and your call to action, how to get people to, you know, come to you, and how to get them into your entire funnel process. So they become, you know, as you produce different things, they start to write to purchase everything that you produce, because they become your fans. So I want to give you all my tools and access to, you know, this mind mapping is a great way to do your, you know, this free mind mapping software out there helps you to, you know, kind of organize your thoughts, and you know, how to write emails, you know, for doing your you know, getting for all kinds of different purposes. And yeah, show you more of the tools that I use to help you write quicker, and then to use your books to bring in more clients. So yeah, that's what we'll talk about for this next time. So I want to thank everyone for coming to our interview today and our call, and then I'll see everyone on December 8th, Thursday, the same time at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern. Sounds good. I'm really excited about, you know, the potential of all of you guys, you know, getting a book together, and also the same information can be used for articles and blog posts and everything that you, any kind of written material, as well as videos and audios. You can repurpose the same material into a number of different tools for yourself, so that your message is getting out there in all the different formats that people can read about you. So we'll see you soon on December 8th. Any other final questions people have, or any nuggets that you got today? Okay, well, thank you so much for everyone for coming, and we'll talk to you soon on December 8th, and I'll get out these documents to you as well. We'll see you then. Have a great Thanksgiving. Bye, everyone.